95.7 The Rocket, Lafayette's Classic Rock. Hi there, it's Rob Creighton. And on the phone with us, we have the king of professional wrestling. We have Jerry the King Lawler with us. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you are in for a treat this weekend. You're going to be here in Lafayette with the guys from the NWA Indiana. And I tell you, I don't know how well you know the guys from the NWA Indiana, but it is great wrestling that's just fun for the entire family, and you have a great match coming up. It's going to be, let me look at the sheet here that they gave me. Your team.
While you're looking at the sheet, let me ask you this. Am I in store for a great treat, or is Lafayette and the guys at that wrestling promotion in store for a great treat?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the guys are in for a great treat because they get to wrestle with you and see you, and the fans are in for a great treat because of that. But I was looking at your website, and I know that you're involved in the Memphis wrestling scene, and I get the feeling you kind of like the grassroots wrestling efforts going on, so I think you'll enjoy yourself too.
No, I always do. You're right. I like that. It's your grassroots effort is a good way to describe it. I sort of look at it as it's like old school. It's like a throwback to the wrestling the way it was when I first started, and it was when it was really a lot of fun. Not to say that it's not great now, because it is. I mean, you know, you can't knock success. Our WWE wrestling and our Monday Night Raw show and our WWE TV programming it's off the charts. I mean, you know, we had a graphic on the show last week showing that more people watch our WWE programming, our USA and our Monday Night Raw show worldwide than watch the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the National Football League combined.
Wow,
we're seeing in 489 million homes worldwide every week. So it's just, I mean, you know, this is a worldwide phenomenon. But that being said, it's gotten so big that it tends to be, and it's fun to do if you're working there. But one of the things I miss is it tends to be a little bit impersonal now. Just like, you know, this past week we were in Mohegan Sun and a big casino up in Connecticut. Next week we're going to be in Calgary, Canada. And what happens is, you know, you go out and you're in front of a crowd of 15,000 to 20,000 people every week. And when you have that many people, it's just impossible to have to let it be on a very personal level. You know, you don't get a chance to actually meet or shake hands with or talk to the wrestling fans. I mean, you know, you wave at them as you're going out to do your match or to do the show. But, you know, the old days and what we're going to have here in Lafayette is a throwback to how it was when it started. You know, the fans are going to get to come in. They're going to get the chance to actually meet all the wrestlers, myself included, shake hands, get your picture made with them, get an autograph, and it's a whole different kind of experience. And you're going to be a lot more up close and personal to the action there in Lafayette in these independent type shows. And I really enjoy them. That's why I'm looking forward to being there on Sunday night.
Right. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I know one of the reasons that the guys wanted to bring you in, besides the fact that you're the king of professional wrestling, is because they wanted to expose more people in Lafayette who maybe know you from Raw or know you from your career will come out and experience the wrestling here in Lafayette, which is great. And you nailed it when you said it's old school wrestling. That's what I thought the first time I went to one of their matches a couple years ago.
And of course, that's what it's all about. When, you know, I do, I'm one of the few guys on the WWE roster that, and I guess it's because our relationship goes back so far, that Vince McMahon allows to go out and do events like this. Most of the guys, they keep pretty much under wraps, and they have exclusive contracts, and you don't really work for anybody except WWE. But Vince allows me to go and do matches and shows like this, and I really enjoy it because it does exactly what you said. It gets the mainstream talent from the WWE that the fans are used to seeing on TV, and it gets the fans to turn out to see these guys. And at the same time, then they're exposed to the new up and coming talent and the good wrestling that they're going to see at this event in Lafayette. So it's a win-win situation. It's great for me. It's good for the promotion, and the fans have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Now, they've teamed you up with Mark Houston, and you're going to be taking on Sean Cook and Rob Raymer. Now, you got to kick Sean Cook's behind for me, because he is just the baddest guy out there, drives everybody crazy.
I've heard a lot about him. You know, I've not had an opportunity to meet him, and probably from what I hear, that may be a good thing. You know, he is the kind of guy that, I talk about Randy Orton, you know, he's the kind of guy that if he ever wants a friend, he'll have to buy a dog. This Sean Cook is just like making enemies left and right, and that's all I've heard from people is what they want to see me do to him. Well, I'm gonna get this kid and I'm gonna introduce him. We talk about throwback and old school wrestling. I'm gonna show him there in Lafayette why for the past 30 plus years they've been calling me the King of Wrestling. I'm gonna introduce him to a little move that I made famous with another wisecracking guy a long time ago named Andy Kaufman. When I picked him up, turned him upside down, and dropped him on his head with a little move called a pile driver, and Andy Kaufman was never the same after that, and I don't think Sean Cook will ever be the same when I give him the pile driver Sunday night there.
Get your tickets now, NWA Indiana with Jerry the King Lawler, Sunday night, bell time 6 o'clock, doors open at 5 at the Lafayette Theater. And Jerry, thank you very much.
Rob, no problem. I enjoyed it and looking forward to seeing everybody in Lafayette.